91X News.
It's minus two and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Tyler Penny. A new fire station for volunteer firefighters will soon open in Belleville. Sean McIntosh has the details.
The new facility, which is located on Old Highway 2, just east of Mitchell Road, will be replacing the number 3 station on Point Anne Road. Bruce Griatrix is the deputy chief of Belleville Fire. He says the station could open as soon as this week.
There's a few things that we have to finish up on the building and then get the building officials over there to do their final inspection and so that we can get occupancy of the building. Once that's done, we'll be moving the trucks in there right away so we can start doing emergency calls out of that building.
He adds that this was a change that needed to be made.
We've just outgrown that building, and it's a century-old building. Back in 1969, when the township of Thurlow established a fire department, the volunteers had taken that building, converted it over to a fire hall. And it was a 100-year-old building then, so here we are 40 years later.
Belleville Fire has also sent in a request for another station, according to Greatrix. He says in a couple weeks, a request for a number 5 station located on Hoskins Road will be sent out. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Belleville.
Local MPP Todd Smith and conservative health critic Jeff Urek held an open discussion about local health care Monday night. Stelios Papas has the story.
A room filled to the brim of about 40 people shared concerns and praise about local health care in the Quinte region. The issues that Todd Smith listened to had one important word in it.
Get rid of bureaucracy. There's way too much bureaucracy in the system right now. I think every healthcare provider that we heard from here tonight said the same thing. There's just too many layers. And what continues to happen is we're cutting frontline healthcare providers in the province, not we, but the government is cutting frontline healthcare providers, and they're adding layers of bureaucracy. It should be the other way around.
Urek also added some steps to get the ball rolling. Here's what he had to say.
Well, number one, you got to start talking again to healthcare professionals. Right now, the doctors and the government are not sitting at the same table. We need to sit down and start listening to the healthcare professionals, the doctors, the nurses, the pharmacists, and take their input on how they feel the system can work. Streamline the bureaucracy, and then implement the changes.
Todd Smith and Jeff Urek attended two meetings that day. What they heard from local healthcare providers is that the bureaucracy need to change. Stelios Papas, QNET News, Belleville.
With the recent news that 3 local golf clubs may be going up for sale, some have wondered what this may do to tourism in the area. Doug Stevenson, the director of Bay of Quinte Tourism, says he doesn't think it will be a problem.
I think, you know, regardless of what happens with these courses, what's important is to note that we're very strong when it comes to golf in the region. It's a big tourism draw.
Recent reports by Quinte News says that Oak Hills will be the remaining golf course following the sale. But the futures of Wellington on the Lake and Poplar Golf Course are still up in the air. If they do remain open for golfers, Stevenson says he would be excited to see how that can improve golf in the Quinte area.
You know, it's an opportunity for them to build the products and include it in the arsenal that we've got to put out across the province as a leading golf region.
A tribute to John Lennon will take place this Valentine's Day weekend in Belleville. Andy Forgy, lead vocalist for the band All You Need Is Love, tells QNET News why they chose John Lennon.
He was the cool one. He was the rebel. There was something about him. He had a certain glint in his eye that just made me want to listen to more of his music. Doing it on Valentine's weekend, I think, is very apropos because John Lennon wrote so many songs about love, from All You Need Is Love to a song called Love, and it was to She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. It was always about love with John.
The show will take place at the Empire Theater on Saturday night at 8 p.m., There is now a new bus route that takes residents from Brighton to Trenton. Lashana Blair-White has a story.
The new bus that goes from Brighton to Trenton was created with seniors in mind, says Shelley Akers, the Accessibility Center administrator.
So they picked some spots that were fairly common areas to where most people that don't have transportation would be in some of the populated areas.
The bus will run each day, Monday to Friday, and stop in strategic locations.
So it's just an opportunity to come into town. They can, you know, do some shopping. They can go to the lab if they've got doctor's appointments. They can go to the hospital here. And they can kind of set it on this schedule, so it kind of gives them the flexibility.
While Akers says the program is only temporary until March, depending on its success, she said the center plans to roll out bigger marketing campaigns in the coming weeks. Lashana Blair-White, QNET News, Belleville.
It's Family Day on Monday, and the Quincy region has plenty of fun planned. There will be family swims in an open gymnasium at the Quincy Sports and Wellness Center, as well as two opportunities for free public skating. The Frink Outdoor Education Center will be holding a day of games, outdoor activities, campfires, and more from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Around the region, Tweed is offering a weekend of license-free fishing, and the Sterling Festival Theater is bringing Thumbelina to the stage at 2 p.m. on Monday. That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next after this commercial break.
Ah, there's no better way to get around town than with Belleville Transit. With 9 routes running 7 days a week, I know I can always get where I need to go. It's super economical, so I have more money to spend when I go shopping. Oh, and the environmental benefits are good too. When I've got somewhere to go, I always know I can get there with Belleville Transit. This is my stop.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
QNET Sports. The Ontario Hockey League's Kingston Frontenacs have a former Belleville Bulls coach on their staff. QNET News' Cam Kennedy has the story.
A former Belleville Bulls assistant coach has found himself coaching for their former rival. Belleville native Jason Saprica is now an assistant coach of the Ontario Hockey League's Kingston Frontenacs. He said the move has been a good one.
I really enjoyed the environment and the culture that they've created there. They've gone through some changes in the last probably 18 months, and it's great just to be a part of that culture, and you know, we're all kind of inspired to kind of move in a winning direction here.
Working alongside Saprica is head coach Paul McFarland. He said that Jason has helped out behind the bench so far this season.
Jason's done a good job working with especially the forwards after practice through different skill development and trying to help us create more offense as far as individual skill.
The drive down the 401 to Kingston from Belleville is one that Saprica makes for every Frontenacs practice and game. Living in Belleville, he said life after the Bulls has been difficult.
It's been great to be a part of the Kingston community and get to know more people there. You know, but probably most of all, just running into fans that kind of misses all the Bulls and miss that attachment with the players, that's probably the hardest thing to deal with.
Cam Kennedy, QNET News, Belleville.
The red-hot Toronto Raptors take on Andrew Wiggins and the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at 8. The Raptors are looking for their 15th win in 16 games as they head into All-Star Weekend in Toronto. The All-Star Game will take place at the Air Canada Centre on Sunday at 8. In Blue Jays news, the Rogers Centre will now permanently be in baseball mode. Work began today on the stadium's permanent all-dirt infield. The Toronto Blue Jays decided to make the changes to their stadium after the Canadian Football League's Toronto Argonauts moved to nearby BMO Field. The new infield will see a proper dirt diamond. The Blue Jays were the only team in the league with a turf infield last season. Previously, Rogers Centre had squares of dirt around each base and home, with turf between the base paths. When the Blue Jays were on long road trips, the dirt would be scraped off the cement floor, and the pitcher's mound would be lowered into the ground by hydraulics. There are three games tonight in the NHL. Sidney Crosby looks to continue his hot streak, having scored in a career-high 7 straight games. Crosby and the Penguins are at home to the Rangers tonight, but Pittsburgh will be without Evgeny Malkin, who is out with a body injury. Defenseman Dion Phaneuf and the Ottawa Senators are in Detroit to take on the Red Wings. The Sens recently acquired Phaneuf and spent time on the second defensive pairing with Cody Ceci at practice today. And the Vancouver Canucks will take the ice in Arizona to play the Coyotes. The Coyotes have lost 4 straight going into tonight's game. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today is a -2 and mostly cloudy. Tomorrow will be -13 with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday has a high of -4 with scattered flurries. And Saturday has a high of -20 with a mix of sun and clouds. It's 4:09 and it's -2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyler Penny. News on 91X next at 5 p.m.